Please join me for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please.
All right, we have Charlie Hawkins here, Steve Lorenzen
here,
Meg Olson
here,
Bonnie Onion
here,
and Mary Lou Stewart
here.
Eric Davidson and Alicia Rule requested to be excused.
I have a motion to excuse Eric Davidson.
So move.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to excuse Eric Davidson. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passed 5-0. Motion to excuse Alicia Rule.
So moved.
And Charlie seconded?
Second.
Okay. Okay. All in favor of excusing Alicia Rule, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried 5-0. Okay.
Sam, do you have the clipboard? Do you need to sign that?
Okay, we have one person signed the sheet to speak before council, Marie O'Dell. Now, would you come forward and state your name and address, please, for the record?
My name is Marie O'Dell, and I am a 13-year Wayneite. We came up, we wanted to retire up here. We lived here in the 60s for just a couple years, loved it, wanted to come back, so here we are. I think everybody maybe got my email today. Okay. Well, I'll sort of go over it in case you haven't. I have a statement as well as questions. I strongly object to the golf site in Lincoln Park. This is a unique park and should remain for the community, especially children, to have the experience of a forested park walk. This is old growth trees in there. It's beautiful.
Marie, can I just interrupt a second?
Yes.
Could you give us your address, please?
Oh, 679 Parkview Place.
Parkview Place. Okay.
Yeah,
thank
right
you.
Up the hill. Mm-hmm. The article in Northern Light of April 4th mentioned that the city quelling concerns about the disc golf course. I think it brings up more questions than answers. When I was attended a park board meeting last time, there was a map distributed, and that map shows the golf course is going to be all over the park. I thought it was going to be confined, but it evidently is all over the park, and there's five different areas that are going to cross the trails. Mm-hmm. So that was my concern. These are my questions. I have about five questions. Do you want me to do them all at once, or do you want one by one?
Well, we may not answer them tonight.
Oh, okay.
We might refer you to our parks person.
The recent levy for schools will significantly raise our property taxes, so should you expect taxpayers to bestow money for a recreational group? They certainly have the right to buy their own property and conform it to whatever they want for a disc court. And also, these discs are not your backyard frisbees. They're weighted at the edges. I've gone and looked at them, and they are weighted for speed, and they're rather heavy. So if there is some injury, if one of those discs hits somebody or a dog or a person, who's responsible? Who's liable for it? That was one of my questions. And one of our golf players, disc golf players, wrote to the Northern Light complaining of dogs catching the disc. Well, yeah, that's what dogs do. And then he's saying that you should take your dogs to a park, to a different park. Well, this is supposed to be an off-leash dog park, only one of two. So is that going to change, or is it going to continue to be an off-leash dog park? And the park board meeting of April 12th had a statement. It's hard to know, this is the statement, it's hard to know the effects of damage to the trees and how they will respond. Well, you can go to Cornwall Park, which I did, and see the damaged trees. Some of the trees have poles wired around the tree to keep them from being further damaged. Has this been discussed? Is this in the budget for wiring logs around the trees? If not, how is that going to be covered? And I was there and at the Cornwall Park, and there was nobody playing the disc golf. It was a nice day, one of the few nice days. So somebody said also the Vanyot course in Ferndale is rarely used. So I don't know. But, okay, I'll go ahead and then I'll make another comment. The map shows restrooms in the far northeast corner. Mr. Ringer last time stated that the funds cannot be used for maintenance. So how will it be maintained and at what cost? So that was my questions. In 2010, there was a survey. It resulted in zero number of votes for activity equipment, zero number of votes for a picnic area. So it wasn't a priority then, so why is it a priority now? Yes, Lincoln Park does need maintenance. The ivy and diseased trees need to be removed. But our tax money is being pulled in so many different directions. Let's put it where it'll do the most good. And that is not a disc golf. How many people play disc golf? You say that it sounds like you're thinking that there's going to be hundreds of people coming here. I don't think so. From what I saw at Cornwall Park, I just don't think that there is the demand for it. And also, if they come, what I'd like to see is more business downtown. Things are, attract everybody, Canadians as well as people going up I-5. I think we need more businesses. I think that's going to, the bottom line, I think that's going to attract the people.
Okay. Thank you. And to get your questions answered in more detail, you can call Mr. Wenger. You can call Mr. Wenger if you need more questions answered.
Okay. I just thought I'd bring up some things maybe you weren't aware of.
Sure. Okay.
Can
thank
I make
you.
A comment on it?
Sure.
Yeah. I would like to point out as far as the disc golf course, because it does keep coming up with people on both sides, that this is something that has been planned and budgeted for a significant period of time. There have been many opportunities for public comment, and it has been received on both sides. So I encourage everyone to definitely bring your concerns to City Council, I'd like to also encourage everyone to bring your concerns to City Council when a project is in the planning stages.
I didn't know about it until I saw three being removed.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I understand that.
A couple months ago, but I didn't know about it.
Yeah. And I did want to say one thing about city funds being used for recreational opportunities. That is, the disc golf course is a recreational opportunity, and at least at Vander Yacht Park where I walk my dogs, many people do enjoy it. I've never played. And the city does spend money on recreational opportunities like Lincoln Park. Our parks are for people who like all forms of recreation. And I think that needs to be kept in mind, is that disc golf is a recreational opportunity, and people did come forward to say that they were interested in it, and the city responded.
Well, I know the club down at Washington Club is very active promoting it.
Yeah.
Madam Mayor, we will provide a response to Ms. O'Dell related to the questions that she raised in her email. And I just wanted to clarify one item is there were not trees removed to facilitate the disc golf. There were some trees removed because there was some windfall and also because there were some diseased trees, but those are unrelated to the development of the disc golf.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I understood as well. Okay. All right, so we have some awards and recognitions this evening to do. And the first one is a proclamation for blessing of the fleet. You've got that right there? And do we have a representative for the, Mr. Peterson? All right. This is my son-in-law. That's why he's getting so chummy.
Is that what you're supposed to be?
He's the harbor master for our beautiful marina down there, Port of Bellingham Marina. But every year, the Seafarers Memorial, the people who organize that in the Blaine Harbor, send out the fleet with a blessing. And it's just a wonderful ceremony. It's usually on a Sunday afternoon. And the city every year provides a proclamation in appreciation for this wonderful fishing fleet that we have. So, Mr. Peterson, I'll present this to you, and you can frame it or put it in your office, whatever you want to do with this. So it reads, whereas the Seafarers Memorial at Blaine Harbor was established in 1984 to promote community awareness and memory of fishers and other sailors who departed Whatcom County's safe harbors and were lost at sea, and whereas the community of Blaine, Washington continues in its concern of the safety and welfare of its seagoing ships and their crews, and whereas the fisher's life is burdened with hazards and difficulties unknown to most of us, and whereas strength and courage are basic requirements for anyone who chooses to work on the high seas, battling the elements in order to harvest nature's bounty, and whereas the men and women who work on boats living between God and sea, and never certain which will claim them first, are deserving of our respect and our gratitude. And whereas when fishers do lose their lives, their deaths impact the tightly knit fabric of this and all communities. And whereas the citizens who constitute the Blaine Community Chamber of Commerce Committee dedicated to preservation, enhancement, and promotion of the Seafarers Memorial have planned a service for the blessing of the fleet at the Blaine Harbor, now therefore be it resolved that the community of Blaine and I, Bonnie Onion, Mayor of the City of Blaine, Washington, extend our heartfelt thoughts and prayers to the families and friends of the men and women claimed by the sea, and wish the entire commercial fishing fleet a safe and prosperous season, and pray that all fishing men and women will return safely home to their loved ones, and I do hereby proclaim May 6, 2018 as Blessing of the Fleet Day. There you are. Thank you. You want to say a few words?
Well, I'd just like to say, on behalf of the Fisherman Memorial Committee, thank the council very much for, again, sponsoring this resolution, and we'd like to invite everybody down to the harbor on May 6th at 1:30 p.m.
1:30, May 6th.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Next, we have two of our delegation from this district, 42nd District, who have really helped Blaine out this year. We have Representative Vincent Byes and Senator Doug Erickson, and we'd like you to come up and receive a special proclamation from the City of Blaine. This proclamation goes into a bit of detail of how these two gentlemen have helped us. We'll also be giving a proclamation to Representative Luann Van Ruven at our next meeting, which I think is May 14th. So you will each receive one of these, and I will just read it to the audience and to you. Whereas Senator Doug Erickson, Representative Vincent Byes, and Representative Luann Van Ruven represent the City of Blaine and Olympia and have enthusiastically promoted Blaine's legislative priorities throughout the past legislative session, and whereas the efforts put forward by Blaine's legislative delegation resulted in a successful request from the supplemental capital budget for $1.2 million to complete utility infrastructure to the East Maple Ridge Plat as part of the East Blaine Infrastructure Project, and whereas 42nd District legislators jointly sponsored a successful request for $550,000 from the supplemental transportation budget to fund a new interchange justification report to alleviate congestion and lack of freeway access at Exit 274, and whereas each of Blaine's legislators has fought to protect historical revenue sharing between the state and local governments, and whereas each legislator displayed active partnership with the city by maintaining an open-door policy and were thoughtful, supportive, and gracious for each meeting and communication from Blaine to their delegation on legislative matters, and whereas the city would like to express genuine gratitude for the hard work and successes throughout the 2017-18 biennium by Blaine's legislators to improve our community. Now, therefore, I, Bonnie Onion, Mayor of the City of Blaine, do proclaim that the city gives thanks to each member of the 42nd Legislative District delegation
Senator Doug Erickson, Representative Vincent Bies, and Representative Luann Van Werven for their diligent efforts and extraordinary teamwork in Olympia during the 2017-18 legislative biennium. Signed this 23rd day of April.
Thank you so much. Here's one for you. One for you. All right, thank you.
Thank you. I'd like to say a few words, if you would, if you're prepared.
Sure, can we speak from last week?
Yeah, you can speak from there, yeah.
Well, thank you. This is an honor to receive this. I appreciate the thoughtfulness from the city. This legislative session, we were very excited to be able to accommodate the requests that that you were able to make for us. In the future, more time. these types of things are very difficult to get done when the deadline is that year, but we were able to get it done. And I just want to point out the good work that Hannah and Brianna have done through Gordon Thomas Honeywell. They were very instrumental in making sure, touching bases with all the other members in the legislature, making sure that they were continuing to remember this. We've got 100 different things we're chasing after. They've got a fewer number of things, and they're able to reach out to more members. And so they did great work this year. We look forward to continuing to get the remaining amount for the infrastructure projects. And, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Your work's not done for us.
Well, work is not done for you, and we recognize that, and we look forward to continuing that work.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for the kind words, and thank you for the chance to be here tonight. Great to see Harry here this evening. Thank you for all your years of service to the city of Blaine. Very briefly, I appreciate the words in the plaque. It tells you how exciting my job actually is. $1.2 million for this, and the interchange justification review. Yay, excitement. It was good work. Thank you to Raven for all your hard work on the transportation issues this year and all the stuff that we get done. I really appreciate that. It's good to see Chief Knapp up here keeping the people of Blaine safe. I feel safer already being in the room, just having you with me. Going to next year, Vince mentioned it. There are lots of things we can be working on together in terms of Blaine. With the growth that's happening up here and the incredible resources that we have on the waterfront, to work with us in consultation on capital budget projects, market funds, to continue cleaning up the harbor, crucial that we continue that dialogue and keep the open door process going forward to work on it. I just want to address one issue before I get out of here tonight, which is property taxes. And this issue of what happened in Olympia with regards to property taxes. So, very briefly, due to the McCleary decision, which impacted how we fund education in Washington State, a decision was made that we cannot rely so heavily on local levies to fund education. So there are a couple of ways that we could have dealt with that. The way the legislature decided to do it in a bipartisan fashion was to go with what's called a levy swap. So a levy swap means you raise the state portion of the property taxes and you lower the local portion of the property taxes. Now this would have been a very good deal if we would have done it as intended, which was doing both at the same time. Unfortunately, there was a group of people that wanted to do the raise this year and the lowering next year, which has resulted in this one-year spike in your local property taxes. So next year, when it goes fully into effect, Whatcom County ratepayers should all see a decrease in their property taxes because we will lower your local portion down to $1.50. And the question came up to me yesterday, what happens with local elected levies that are being voted on this year? Those will go away in 2019, and all school districts will be capped at the $1.50 per thousand on your local levies, which will be a dramatic lowering of property taxes for most of Whatcom County. Blaine, on the other hand, has done better than most places in terms of keeping their property taxes down, so you are the one outlier in Whatcom County where it won't be as significant. But other places, Nooksack Valley, Meridian, Ferndale, and Bellingham, will all see a significant decrease in that local portion, which will result in an overall lowering of property taxes once fully implemented. So, and there's a lot of confusion on how this thing is going into place and what people are seeing on their bills this year, but that's what will happen when it's finally put into place. So, with that, that's my one comment. If people have more questions about how the property tax issues are going to go into effect, they can feel free to contact me or Vince or Luann, and we can get them more details on that particular issue. So, thank you very much for the chance to be here tonight.
Thanks for that explanation. Okay, I have a couple more, three more actually, but I don't see Paul here, I don't think. So we have some awards for prior city council members and a mayor who's in the back row there. And so I see Dennis Olson and Harry Robinson. Would you come on up? And we're going to honor you this evening.
No more pizza.
So Korean, so nice to meet you guys. I've been missing you. My comrades in arms, so to speak, over the past many years, actually. So I'm going to read this one for Harry first. It's a certificate of appreciation. And it says, the City of Blaine takes great honor in presenting this certificate of appreciation to Harry Robinson for service on the City of Blaine Council as City Council Member and Mayor, December 2007 to December 2017. Okay. Here you are, former Mayor, and we also have a plaque with a gavel on it, which essentially says the same thing for dedicated service to the City of Blaine. And the dates as well. And Dennis, yours also says basically the same thing. The City of Blaine takes great honor in presenting this certificate of appreciation to Dennis Olson for service on the City of Blaine Council as City Council Member, August 2011 to August 2017. Thank you so much. And here is your plaque as well. Thanks so much, and I'll give you the mic if you want to say any words. Harry always has words to say.
I'm going to say you should never give me a mic. The one I've never liked. You know, when you asked to come to a thing like this, you begin thinking of all the things that have happened over those 10 years. So, and I'd like to just take a few minutes to thank a number of people. First of all, I'd like to thank everybody who voted for me over the period of time. I'd like to thank everybody who supported my campaigns. They were very much appreciated. I would also like to thank the city staff. And I can't really put into words how much I appreciate all that the staff did for me, and I wish David was here as well. I think the thing that impressed me most is how you respected the council. And you made every effort to help us and to... I know we had to struggle through various things, and you really did a wonderful job in making sure that we were presented with the information, and you gave us input as to how to approach them. And it's been amazing. I think you were a great staff, and have done a wonderful job during the period of time I was here. Very appreciative of it. And I'd like to thank the council members that worked with me. I think Blaine has been lucky as well to have terrific council members, and I had a great group of people to work with me. I can't remember any votes that went to 4-3. I think we were all pretty close to, everybody had a majority without any difficulty. And I can't remember a crossword that was spoken during the time that I was mayor. And I know that other councils have had problems in the past, but the council I worked with were just fantastic and terrific people. And again, I can't tell you how much I appreciate the work that you did for me and how much I enjoyed working with you. And I'd like to thank Dennis. He was our labor negotiator. And if any of you are a union member and I'm happy with the contract, Dennis is obviously the guy to see. Because he negotiated on behalf of the city. I'd also like to thank the chief from the fire department. He's done a wonderful job in improving the time to send me ammo. What's it, 11 minutes now, I think?
Down to 10.
Okay, that's good. Okay, that's me, and again, I appreciate you being in the audience tonight and And as I say, I do miss the pizza and the lousy sandwiches. I'll get over it.
But we're going to have cookies.
Cookies, oh, wonderful.
I don't know. I think I should accuse Charlie of getting me in this position in the first place. But it's been good. I've enjoyed it. Met a lot of people, good people. And I wish the council well in the future. And Raven, we do have the school route sign. You may have to hunt for it, but it's there. Again, thanks again.
Bye.
You forgot to take your nameplate, Harry, on your last meeting. Dennis? A little remembrance.
I'm in here.
I think Paul took his home this last meeting. And so we also have the same award for Paul Greeno, who served from 2008 to 2017 as council member and mayor pro tem as well. So we're going to take a 10-minute break. We're going to bring some coffee out and some cookies. And just kind of mill around if you want and chat and for about 10 minutes or so. Good to see you, Joanne. Harry's wife is here in the back. I'll come give you a big hug in a minute.